name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved. Today we have the leave of the ascension of the Lord to the kingdom of heaven, that our day is over, is being over today. And tomorrow we're going to start the Saturday for the departed, which is the Saturday of the Holy Trinity for the departed. And then after that is actually the coming down of the Holy Spirit on the disciples. It's called the Holy Trinity Day. My beloved, we have heard today in the Gospel that the Lord had prayed to his Father and prayed for us, for his disciples and for us, for all those who believe in him, that we will be together with him in the kingdom of heaven, and we will have the unity between each other, and not allow the enemy to make fools of us and separate everybody. My beloved, we have to remember that if we are to be called the disciples of our Lord, then we are going to have love for each other. And you cannot allow the devil to start putting all kinds of obstacles so you will not love each other. The families are being broken down, and the people and then being torn apart with hatred for each other, and this is all the devil's work. And as you know, in the countries also, they have such battles, and they're killing each other, and all kinds of things are being done. And the worst thing of all is that the true Orthodox Apostolic Church, the Catholicus Church, is being broken up to little pieces, even those who believe and have the right belief and are not straying away from the seven ecumenical councils and accept the Apostolic Church as being the true church and not being involved in ecumenism and everything else. Even this, the real church, the devil is trying to break down into little tiny pieces so that that every one of those pieces have animosity or feel bad about their neighbors and will not get together, will not have the love. We have the truth, but we don't have the love. It's not enough. The Lord says for us to be true disciples of the Lord is we must have love for each other. That means, it doesn't mean that you have to, it does mean that you have to give your life for your neighbor. Of course, it doesn't just mean that when you see somebody wants to stab your neighbor, you come right in front and let them stab you instead of the neighbor and give your life for him. No, it means to take even the abuses and take the all kinds of things from your members of the family, and look what the enemy is trying to do. Look in the different countries how there's being people are being tortured, they're being killed, and there's warring towns against towns, and countries against countries. All this thing is being prompted by the evil one. Even though, and those, for instance, we know that in the Ukraine, and now what they call Ukraine, it used to be Russia, that even though they're all Orthodox Christians, and yet they are fighting against each other. And that's what the devil does. The devil trying to get us all to hate each other instead of loving each other, so that we will not be called the children of our Father who is in heaven, and brothers of our Lord Jesus Christ and sisters. He wants that. He wants us to be together as he is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He wants all of us to be together, and we have to pray for that. We have to pray hard for that, so that God will stop the enemy from attacking us and trying to separate each one of us. And of those of us who are in the true church, in the Catholic Apostolic Church, that is, that has the truth, is keeping the truth. We pray our heart out so that we also have the love, and so that when we see some other parts in the world that are not together with us, but have the same belief as we do, and that we would be wanting to unite with each other so that the enemy won't make a fool out of us. For if we have the truth and don't have the love, it's not sufficient. We have to have the truth and the love together. May God help us all to pray harder for everybody so that God will unite us all together, as Jesus Christ in today's gospel said that he begged his Father that we all become one with him, and that we'll be able to see his glory in the kingdom of heaven and be with him forever. Amen. God bless you.